London calling. David here. You know, sometimes the way it all comes together, well, you couldn't make it up. No novelist would dare invent such a concoction. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Next Sunday, September 6, 2020, Adam is doing his musical Covent Garden Walk. It starts at Covent Garden Underground Station at 10:45 a.m. The subtitle of the walk is From Thomas Arne to Frank Zappa and Beyond. Pretty tasty, pretty rich pickings. And that's just the label on the gift wrapping. When you open it up, well, who'd have thought you were going to be in the English Channel, zigzagging back and forth, some 40 miles in all, before you get to Calais? Having started at Dover to Calais, it should be just 27 miles, but not this time. This time it's 40 miles. And then there's the most dangerous stretch of water in the world. It's the Whirlpool Rapids on the Niagara River below Niagara Falls. Yeah, that's right. We just shimmered across the Atlantic Ocean. Now, the bowl we're mixing this in is the musical epitome of British nationhood. Thomas Arne's Rule Britannia. Well, Arne wrote the music. James Thompson, like Adam, a gifted Scot, wrote the words. And the cherry on the sundae is, wait for it, Inspector Clouseau. Yes, that Inspector Clouseau of Pink Panther fame. Doesn't end there. The powdered sugar on the cherry is a bunch of Native American chieftains lodging in an undertaker's house around the corner from where you're going to meet Adam. Round the corner in time, too, by about 310 years. You think I'm ranting. I'm not. Here's the pull together. Here's the kind of thing London is capable of. This is the reason Adam and I and 75 other London Walks guides are under the spell of this city. We're surfers. The waves we catch and ride are London's dreams, its memories. You heard right. We surfboard London's dreams. No other city's got waves like this, dreams like this. So let's go. For his musical London walk, Adam meets you at Covent Garden Tube, just up from the piazza, just round the corner from King Street, where lived, it's number 34 today, one Thomas Arne. His home was also his place of business. It rejoiced in the name, the crown, and the cushion. And what do you know? Thomas Arne was patriotic. He was a theater servant. He was an upholsterer and an undertaker. The crown and the cushion. What's not to like about that if you're a patriotic upholsterer? And of course, you'll perhaps have guessed, he was the father of Thomas Arne, the composer. Our Rule Britannia man. And it goes without saying that this dream wave we're surfing can be ridden right down to the present day. Pretty good for a piece of music first played 275 years ago. I speak, of course, of the controversy about the fervent jingoism of the piece and the attempts to topple it like that Bristol statue from its hallowed place at the last night of the proms. But I'm more interested here in some earlier upsweeps of the Arne dream wave we're surfing. Sure, in passing, we can note that our composer was born in King Street and baptized in St. Paul's Covent Garden and is buried there and lived all over Covent Garden. He's a presiding spirit of the place. Or maybe the place's spirit presides in him and in his music. Be that as it may, I want to catch that bend of the wave back in 1710 or so that saw his father, Thomas Arne, the upholsterer and theater servant and undertaker, take in as lodgers a bunch of visiting American Indian chieftains, They'd be called Native Americans today. And you think that cheap jack street performer stuff that goes on in the piazza today has anything on them days? Well, you better think again. And now let's ride our wave a bit further. Ride it down to Dover. On August 24th, 1875. Who's that in the red silk clingies? Oh yes, it's Captain Matthew Webb. He's about to do what nobody else has done. Do what is believed to be impossible. Swim, unaided, across the English Channel. He made it. Breaststroked it. Took him nearly 22 hours. Zigzagging it, he turned that 21 miles of English Channel into nearly 40 miles. And here's the thing. He did it to the accompaniment of Rule Britannia. A French ship came alongside. The crew came up and looked on in astonishment. But Britannia rules the waves. A British ship, the Maid of Kent, got in on the act at nightfall. A red light was hung out over the stern so the passengers could watch the captain. They roared him on with verses of Rule Britannia. As for the most dangerous stretch of water in the world, that would be the Whirlpool Rapids on the Niagara River below Niagara Falls. The whirlpool's a quarter of a mile across. Captain Webb tried to swim it. He shouldn't have. His body was found by fishermen several days later. His red silk costume had been shredded by the rocks in the whirlpool. Some waves Britannia didn't rule. And the cherry on the sundae? Captain Webb merchandised his name and look. Pre-Whirlpool Rapids, that is. A brand of Bryant and May matches was named after Captain Webb. It was an early version of Air Jordan. His picture on boxes of Bryant and May matches inspired the physical appearance of, wait for it, Inspector Clouseau. From red silk costume to pink panther, that's the sort of waves this city dreams. The waves we catch. Best surfing in the world. My only regret, the biggest mistrick of all, why in the world didn't it occur to them to have the inspector sing Rule Britannia in Peter Sellers' matchless faux French accent? Forget the musical epitome of British nationhood. That would have been the epitome of remaining elegant and refined while causing chaos. Enjoy Adam's Walk. You're in for a real treat. Say two. That's it. Good night. From London. From London Walks. Be well, be safe. May we meet soon. In London.